What's up, guys? So in this video, I want to share with you how not to be dumb. This is actually a video just off the cuff like this. My kids are done school, but I was thinking about this today. So I'm going to spend a couple minutes sharing some interesting insights here with you. So let's dive in, shall we? Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. All right, guys, Uriel Kim here, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. We help health and fitness professionals scale their businesses online faster and without the grind. And one thing, we've been hiring pretty voraciously right now, and I'm always amazed at how many people just don't get it. And this, like, what I'm about to share with you here is going to be pretty, you know, in your face, not your face, but the faces of those who are at question here. So in our hiring process, and I have a video on our Perfect Talent Pipeline, which is our hiring process elsewhere. One of the things we do is we ask people for some very basic things, like submit a 2 to 3 minute video answering these 4 or 5 questions. We ask them for their DISC profile. We ask them for their compensation expectations. And then we ask them for a secret code, which is embedded in the job description. So let me give you a couple examples of how we very easily determine who is not a good fit. And this goes back to how not to be dumb. Because right now, there are a lot of people who are out of work. And I think that in some cases, that's probably a good thing. Because if you're too dumb to understand basic things, maybe you don't deserve to have a good job. And I know that sounds like a real asshole thing to say, but it's the truth. I want you to think of any business you frequented, cafe, restaurant, airlines, hotel, store, and I want you to think of the last time you were blown away. Like it was like, oh my God, that was amazing. For me, it's almost never. It's very, very rare that I have an experience in any establishment or any business where I'm just like blown away. And I think the level of mediocrity in this world is the real plague, the real pandemic. And it's so easy to be great by just being a little bit better. So let me show you about how not to be dumb. So we had a number of applicants today. Today, before shooting this video, they sent me a message on Messenger and they said, how do I get the secret code? I'm like, are you effing serious, dude? This is exactly why we asked the question. Because what the secret code does is it filters everyone out who doesn't even read the job description. If you can't pay attention to details, you think I'm going to hire you? Forget about it. Go back to being unemployed. There's a reason you are unemployed. Because you're not valuable enough. Maybe you're lacking basic things like following instructions, right? The secret code is in the job description. If you look at it and read it, it's there. 3 people today sent me that message. Where do I get the secret code? I'm like, wow, thank you for making my job so much easier. You're deleted. We're not even continuing this conversation. Second way not to be dumb is don't do the following. So again, I'm using the context of a hiring process. So first question we ask is submit a 2 to 3 minute video cover letter explaining or answering the following 4 or 5 questions. I'm not gonna get into the questions, but they're relative to the role. So I'm shooting this video on September 15th and I get this guy's application come through. I click on the link to watch the video. Guess when the video was created? It was posted on YouTube, which is fine, public or unlisted or whatever. It was published on September 10th, 5 days before he applied for this position. So without even watching the video, I'm like, well, number one, this is obviously a canned video, which number one, I'm not even going to watch it, but let me watch it just for humor. So I watched the video. And obviously, it's not answering the questions we ask for because he shot the video 5 days before the job was even posted. So again, how not to be dumb? Don't do stuff like that. That's retarded. That's ridiculous. If you are applying for a job, if you are applying to work with a company and you want that company to take you seriously, like follow the friggin' like basic instructions. Show the company that you've actually read the instructions. Number two, answer the questions, because I promise you what we did, very quick, at a click of a button, not a fit, disregarded, see you later. So I'm sharing a couple examples with you why I think the world owes you nothing, okay? And I know this is very hard to accept. The world doesn't care about my needs, my financial needs, my desires, none of that stuff. Just because I have 20 plus years of experience in this field entitles me to zero. What happened yesterday entitles me to nothing tomorrow. New York Times bestselling author, been on Dr. Oz, helped over almost a million people. None of that matters. That's all in the past. And to think that I'm going to ride on that coattail is a big mistake. And this is the same thing that happens with a lot of people that I see that are applying for positions with our company or elsewhere. It's like, there's this sense of like, not all the time, but there's a sense of entitlement to say like, I'm good enough. Like I've done the work or whatever. It's like, dude, don't be dumb. Like go the extra mile. And sorry, by extra mile, I mean, take 2 minutes to shoot a video personalized to the company you're applying for. Now, I'm using this in reference to, you know, getting a position at another company, right? So if you're a business owner, this doesn't apply to you as much, but it still does. It still does, because how not to be dumb is about the details, because that's where people slip through the cracks. I'll give you another example on how not to be dumb. I got an email a couple weeks ago, and the subject line was Content Mastery Workshop. I thought to myself, well, that's the name of a workshop I used to run 5 years ago. I no longer run it. It's no longer on our website. What's the situation here? So I get an email from this guy. He's like, hey, you're a love healthpreneur, blah, 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 whatever, right? It's all bullshit. They check out your website for 2 minutes and they pick pieces of it and they think they make you want to think they've been following you for years, but they haven't. Because if they did, they wouldn't send this type of email. So Content Mastery Workshop, I open it because it's obviously something I used to run. And the email is like, love your stuff. Want to make you an offer to help fill your Content Mastery Workshop. We'll do this and this, and we don't get paid until we enroll clients or whatever. I'm like, cool, dude. Yeah, I appreciate the email. And this is not going to happen because number one, we don't offer that workshop. Number two, I have no clue. Maybe there's an old page on our website somewhere that you crawled on Google and it showed up. But if you took a moment to dive a little bit deeper into our business, you probably would have known this. So, no go, right? How not to be dumb. We spent the last 2 months doing some cold outreach. So we have a list of about 30,000 practices, health practices across the states. And we've been testing this theory of how not to be dumb, because cold calling is very challenging. And we did a bunch of that last year. Some of it worked, some of it not so much. We just found like, that's not our jam. We don't want to spend time doing that. So we said, okay, this year, in the last couple months, let's give this a shot in a new way. Let's use email to reach out to people who've never heard of us. And we're not adding them to an email list. We're not subscribing them to a newsletter. We're simply saying, hey, got your email from your website, for instance, which we did. We just compiled 30,000 emails and want to see if we might be able to help out. Now, here's the thing, though. It's very challenging to start that conversation and get any type of response. So we tried the whole spectrum of how to be dumb all the way to like how to be smart. So the how to be dumb approach is you blanket email 50, 100 more people at the same time with the same message. Okay, copy paste, change the first, the first name. That didn't do too well. No surprise, but we wanted to test some stuff to see if it would make sense from a scalability standpoint. How not to be dumb less, which means how to be smart, is take a moment, look at this person's business, get a sense of what they're offering, what might be an opportunity for us to provide some support and service and help their business. Based on that, you craft a special email, you email them, and you hope for the best. So why don't people do that? Because it takes time. And it's the things that are unscalable that make all the difference. So Yeah, we could, at the push of a button, send an email to 55,000, 50,000 clinics or people at the same time. The response is going to be very close to this number right here, which is a big fat zero. It takes a lot more time to individualize those emails to 50 people. So why don't we do that? Why don't people do that? Well, number one, in our case, we decided that, you know what, it doesn't make too much sense because the uphill battle, at least for us, I'm not saying outbound and cold calling and cold emails don't work, because they do. We just made a decision after doing this for, you know, a good amount of time and having someone full time on this, that the juice wasn't worth the squeeze, where we could redirect those resources into stuff that's already working and amplify it to the next level. Okay. So these are the things, you know, whether we're talking about applying for a job or marketing campaigns or, you know, reaching out to someone and making an offer to work for them or work with them or some type of performance thing, take a moment and do the things that are less scalable. Okay. The things that make a huge difference, because everyone wants to feel like a special snowflake. Everyone wants to feel understood. Everyone wants to feel like they are the only person in their universe, right? I got an email, I get like these cold emails at least twice a week. I got another email, which was basically like, hey, Yuri, I know you're busy. I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to help your business grow this. I don't get paid for whatever, blah, 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 blah. Pretty interesting. Good copy. There's a lot of these copywriters who send out these types of emails. At the end, P.S. This is where he lost me. P.S. Let me know as soon as possible, because this same offer has been sent out to, you know, 25 other people. As soon as he put that in, and I understand why he puts it in there, right? There's a sense of scarcity, urgency, act now or you might lose your spot. But the very fact that he put that in that email is exactly why I did not respond. Because what it told me was that I'm just another number in this lineup of people. Now, do I want to be considered as a special snowflake if someone reaches out and says, I think I can help your business? Sure, wouldn't we all, right? Because it tells us at some level, this person maybe has followed our business, understands our business, sees an opportunity where they can add some value, and But as soon as it's like you're one of a lineup of 50 people, it's less valuable. So all of this to say that how not to be dumb is do things that other people are not willing to do. And it's so friggin' easy. Follow instructions, go a little bit above and beyond, think outside the box in some cases, and personalize what you do. It's very, very simple. And these are just a couple ways of not being dumb. And I'll just finish with one last thing, because this just literally is what prompted me. This was like the tip of the iceberg that prompted me to shoot this video. We posted a job on a job platform, and it was the first couple sentences. You know, here's who we're hiring. Here's what this is about. Click here for the full job description. And it led back to our hiring platform, our internal hiring platform, which makes our whole hiring process that much more seamless. And then in all caps under that link, do not reply to this post or send us an email. We will not consider any of that. We will only consider applicants who click on the link above and submit their application on that page. And guess what happened? We got someone who submitted an application or responded to that post by doing the exact opposite thing that I asked them to do. It's really simple. Click this link, fill out the application on that page. Oh, no, I'm going to reply to it right here. I want this job. Here's why I'm a good fit. Are you friggin' serious? So this is the easiest way to get rid of junk, like people that just don't think that they're not a good fit. And this is why, like, you know, people say it's hard to find good people. Well, maybe, like, there are a lot of dumb people out there. There are a lot of smart people out there as well. And sometimes you just have to sift through the crowd to get to some great people. And I'll finish with this one final thing. If you're looking to hire amazing people, here's a tip. They're not really looking for work. So, you know, keep that in mind. And there's a reason that great people aren't looking for work. And there's a reason that not great people are looking for work. Just think about that for a second. So anyways, a little bit of a rant. Hopefully this how not to be dumb conversation makes sense at some level. I hope that you don't do the stuff I mentioned in this video, like the negative, like do the good stuff. But anyways, I just wanted to get that off my chest. I'm going to go hang with the kids, get some dinner ready. Subscribe to the channel if you've enjoyed this. Tons of other videos to help you grow a successful online health business. And I'll see you in the next video. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.